school. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I wore what we called aprons, but they would be termed a house dress now. You know, we think of an apron as just something that cover your front. Mm-hmm. Well, our aprons in that day were like our house dresses now.
Mm-hmm. Did they have sleeves?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And rickrack. Mm-hmm. The belt would start here on either side and turn around the back and
it
make
a sash.
On the order of a pinafore.
Mm-hmm. 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 I see. Were there any other names for little children's clothes? What about little boys' things? Or the outer garments, were there different styles that had different names?
No. No boys in my family, I don't recall.
Recall anything?
Mm-mm.
What about men's clothing then? Was there anything that we might discover about what men wore?
Well, I think men have gotten very style conscious in the last 15 or 20 years. You know, they used to buy a suit,
mm-hmm.
my good suit.
Mm-hmm.
It was good summer, winter, spring, and fall.
Mm-hmm.
But now they have leisure suits, they have play suits, they have slacks, they have formal dress, double-breasted, single-breasted, two-button. I think men are very style conscious now.
What kind of underwear did men wear?
Ooh, BVDs, the kind with the flap in the back.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and they were horrible, weren't they?
I don't know.
Gee, you talk about a sex symbol.
Let's see now.
I bet you've never heard of a teddy bear, have you?
No, I haven't.
Not
the teddy bear.
Well, when I went from little girlhood to, you might say, junior and senior high school, we all were teddy bear crazy. And you went from here and down here, all one garment.
Okay,
lace and ribbons. Now we don't want to look fat. We just got plain stuff now.
Mm-hmm.
But the teddy bear was the undergarment.
It was like a little slip, very
yeah.
short slip. Then.
But it was your panty,
too.
Oh,
it was like a panty.
Mm-hmm. All in one.
Uh-huh. Hmm. No, I hadn't heard of that before. Let's see now. Is there anything else in the way of clothing now? As far as, do you remember any different kinds of hats or things of that kind, either men's or women's hats?
No, hats were very prevalent then. I mean, the women were not fully groomed if they didn't have a hat on.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's, you seldom even see a hat in church.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I guess it's due to the various hairstyles.
Mm-hmm.
But even now, I don't feel really dressed up if I don't have my hat on.
What kind of hats did your mother wear?
A very ornate.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And heavy.
With
flowers, berries, birds. No, small.
Uh-huh.
The sailor hadn't come in yet.
Uh-huh. Can you remember, the other day you were telling me about some of the things you remember from your childhood when you lived on Mesquite Street and about the fire station and everything. Can you remember any other episodes or details from
I sure can. You want me to tell
you? Why don't
you
tell me something?
Well, my mother was always a club woman, you know, the Monday Club, the Tuesday Club, the Missionary Society. And I lost my father when I was just four. And so a bachelor great uncle of mine was a bachelor, no particular anchor anywhere. So he came to live with us. And he is really, I guess, I have the most memories of him as my father.
Mm-hmm.
So Mama, she worked all day Sunday to go to Monday Club on Monday. And I can remember now, she said, his name was Washington, so we called him Uncle Wash. She said, Wash, will you keep Sambo while I go to Monday Club this afternoon? And he said, yeah, you tell me what you want her to do, and I'll do it. So she outlined to him that he was to light the little kerosene stove in the bathroom, one burner, heat the bathroom.